I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is the Carson and Kennedy podcast for Thursday, April 18th. On the show today, Dan, did he file his taxes or is he still a criminal? We also have War of the Roses, Kennedy's sports take about the playoffs, and Dana Barros from the Celtics joins us.
For War of the Roses this morning, Lisa's boyfriend Ben, he went to opening day, left her at home, Kennedy. However, he forgot the game is televised and Lisa is calling foul ball. It's Carson and Kennedy's War of the Roses. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome to War of the Roses.
Hey, guys. So my boyfriend, he got tickets to opening day from his work. So I don't know. I guess it was a reward for the work they'd done. They had a good quarter. I don't really understand that stuff. Like, I'm just a hairdresser. So, but whatever. He said it was just work people going, so even if I had bought a ticket, we wouldn't be sitting together. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Fast forward to the game. I went to the bar with a couple of my girlfriends. The game was on, so I'm watching, like, kind of with half an eye. You know, I'm not really paying attention, but they pan the crowd. And there's my boyfriend on camera with another girl. And I feel like, I don't know, like, they're about to kiss, I think. And the camera goes back to the game, so I don't know. And I'm like, wait a minute. What did I just see? And, like, to say, like, I'm freaking out, like, that would be an understatement here. Like, I don't, oh my, you know, like, I don't know what I saw. That was,
wow. I don't know if it's, like, you know, your mind playing tricks on you or something, or, you know, your subconscious.
Right.
Or he really is a dog.
You know? Lisa, trust your gut on this one. Yeah. I feel like if your boyfriend's on the kiss cam at Fenway, I'd be worried. Okay, so you understand how this works. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company. She's going to use the name Shelly. We're going to call him up. She's going to offer him the dozen long-stemmed red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Be very quiet while this is happening. Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. It's Ben, by the way.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Ben?
This is Ben.
Hi, Ben. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. You?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere for you in the continental United States free of charge today. How does that sound?
Oh, free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
There we go. So, do you have someone you'd like to send the flowers to?
I do. Can you actually send them to my work instead of my home?
Oh, of course. I can send them anywhere you like. But right now, I just need to start with a card. So, if you could let me know the name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Sure. Her name is Jessica. Mm-hmm. You can have the card say, the game was awful, but the post-game festivities were fireworks.
It was you! You lying You lying Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yep, there it is.
What is going on?
Hang on a second.
Am I on the radio?
Lisa, hang on. Yeah, Ben, you are on the radio. It's War of the Roses. I guess you've heard of this before?
Oh, my God. What is going on right now?
Well, you're on the radio, and you just kind of got caught
cheating.
You were also on TV, you idiot, right next to, whatever her name is, Jessica. You're, like, mixing business and pleasure now? You said it was work people only. Who the hell is Jessica?
She's a coworker. She's been helping me out a lot at work. I was just thanking her by going to the game with her. It's no big deal. Seriously.
Oh, I can't even believe I wasted a year on you. I mean, does everyone at work know about you too? I thought you guys had a morality clause there, sweetheart, huh? I'm sure everyone there at work will be excited to see the iPhone video I took off the TV.
Holy.
She pissed.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's real. You're like a media star now.
Yeah. TV?
And
now radio?
Wow.
It's amazing.
Put that on your business card.
Pretty soon it's going to be the internet, I'm guessing, by the tone of Lisa there.
You should start a podcast.
Yeah.
I think I'm in real trouble.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
See you later, buddy.
Bye, Ben. Ben, by the way, just in case you missed his name.
Ben.
In case you see him on the Kiss Cam late.
Man.
I didn't even know Fenway had a Kiss Cam.
I don't
the
know.
Things I miss out on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You guys are so lucky to have such a talented woman in sports like Kennedy. She is the only woman in the history of T-ball to pitch a no-hitter. Let's find out what she does know about sports.
This is Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Let's find out what Kennedy knows about sports.
Sports! Actually, Carson, I struck out in T-ball. Fact. So all three of our beloved teams were working last night. 2 out of 3, not bad. No, it's Ooh. Bad.
Sports.
Oh, hey, Kyrie. Welcome to the playoffs. It has been a rough go of it for the Celtics this year. The season was marked with a lot of talk that the Celtics weren't playing as a team. Lots of people wondering if Kyrie was in it to win it or if he had his eye on being the next sports star turned actor. I still believe the latter, but he showed up last night. 37 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and the Celtics left the building with a 99-91 victory over the Pacers and a 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 playoff series. However, many are saying the Pacers lost the game more than the Celtics won it. And as Annie told me this morning, well, you got to show up in the fourth quarter.
You do.
In a very un-Kyrie-like statement after the game, he said, "I'm just happy to be part of a lineage of great players that have put some unbelievable performances here in the TD as well as in the Old Garden. I personally happy to see the team working together, but just like in every relationship I've ever had, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop."
Sports.
Dear Red Sox, help. SOS. How can I help you?
Oh, man.
You all know I love and stand by this team, but damn. Last night's game started out great. They look like the Sox we have come to know, love, and brag endlessly about to literally everyone in the world. However, it didn't end that way as the Bronx Bombers came back in the 7th inning. Reliever Brandon Workman took the mound and promptly allowed a Clint Frazier single before loading the bases, and then it just didn't end well. How badly? Welp. The Yankees busted out their fog machine after the win. A fog machine.
You're kidding me.
What? I missed that.
Fog machine. It's
they
embarrassing.
Were just spraying it everywhere in the dugout? What?
And then, "You guys didn't know we had a nightclub in here?" said a smiling Clint Red Thunder Frazier. Huh. I'm not going to hate on a redhead. And as much as I'd like to tell a Yankee to go blank itself, that was a solid burn. I mean body bag. Dustin Pedroia left the game with discomfort in his knee. Oof. We are 8.5 games back. The 7.18 ERA is the worst in team history through 18 games. The negative 42 run differential for the Red Sox, the worst by a World Series champion through 19 games in MLB history. I dug deep in my stats today.
Yeah, you did.
Nice job.
I don't know what needs to happen, but I'm just saying if Carson and I had those dismal numbers, it would be salt in the gang real quick. A program I would put number one on my preset, by the way. Bruins. Now, I told you in a previous sports take that I believe the Bees are bringing the cup home this year, and I stand by this.
Yeah, you do.
But now I have an ally in my quest, Drake.
What?
You do?
That's right. I'm in my feelings right now, guys, because while he started from the bottom, now he's here, he's being blamed for the downfall of the Leafs. Aha. In the game last night, the Maple Leafs fell behind 2-0 before losing 6-4 in a loss that pulled the Bruins even in the series at 2 games apiece. But what is this Drake curse, you're asking?
Yes, what is it?
Well, he took a picture with Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne and Champion League lost. UFC McGregor lost to Khabib with Drake by his side. The Italian soccer club AS Roma loses after players take pictures with Drake. Dear Drake, I know you come alive in the nighttime, so allow me to buy you a ticket to the game tomorrow at the Garden. I'll invite Kiki.
Sports!
I'm going to be there, Kennedy. He can have my ticket if you get him in town.
Let's talk about the team that didn't play, shall we? It was announced yesterday that the Pats will open the 2019 season against the Steelers on Sunday Night Football, Sunday, September 8th. Really not much else here, but it gives me a chance to use my spot on Pittsburgh accent. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Hey, Steelers, we're going to run up and kick your butts on September 8th, heading downtown Foxborough, drinks of Sam Adams and all that. You didn't think you're coming to our house and beating us? Get the hell out.
Sports.
That was Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Now we know what Kennedy knows about sports.
Sports. Your friendship with Aubrey Graham is just truly top notch.
I love it.
Real quick, let's flash back to last night's Celtics beating the Pacers, going up 2-0.
Got it. Pretty shot by Kyrie Irving. Bogdanovich will defend. Irving is there. The drive, the floater. Got it.
Irving with 37. Starring as the face of the Celtics tonight, Tatum with 26. And a spectacular come-from-behind win for the Boston Celtics.
So the Boston Celtics are now up 2-0. We've got our good friend Dana Barros, of course, who played for the Celtics All-Star back in the mid-90s and just still a legend on the court, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it,
Dana. Dana, he's just blowing you up because you broke his ankles back in the media game a couple years ago.
I did that a couple of times.
Hey, shooter, shoot.
Oh, that's my guy.
Shooter, shoot. That's all I say. You know, I had kind of forgotten about this with Kyrie being out last year, Kennedy. You know, he was injured, so he missed the playoffs.
I do.
Dana, you can really see it. Like, he is cherishing this moment because it's been so long since he's been in the playoffs. Like, he's loving it right now.
Absolutely. And I think also with people were kind of down on him during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Not really understanding who he is and what he's talking about. But when this gets down to this big boy time right now, people see exactly why we need Kyrie on a team. Mm-hmm. He could guard him. He could be in his face. He's what we call a tough shot maker. So, I mean, this is the reason why he is who he is, you know.
Big boy time, Kennedy.
Is this the time of year, Dana, that we need to, as fans, wash away everything that happened in the regular season and just say, you know what, we're behind you, Celtics. If you're in the playoffs, I don't care how you got here, let's get to the championship.
Gotta show
and
up in
LeBron
the fourth
won't be there.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm the same as every fan. It's been a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
It hasn't been, you know, a consistent season, you know, at all for us. So, actually, I was looking forward to that space, that time where everyone sits back and in locker and they say, okay, wow, this is for real now. Every game is on national TV. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things change. And young players don't understand that the game changes in the playoffs. And you can run plays and you can do all this, but at the end of the game, in the last 3 minutes, are you going to run a play to get a shot? Or are you going to look at Kyrie and say, give me the ball? You're going to look at Kevin Durant. You're going to look at those guys. And we have one of those guys.
Yeah.
That's a difference maker.
It's Dana Barros, who had a huge career at Boston College, played in an All-Star game in 1995. You know, Dana, you and I now have that in common because I did coach my son's youth basketball team in the All-Star game this year. Do you remember, like, a moment from when you played in the All-Star game in 1995, like seeing a player or something that happened when you were there that just stood out to you that you still remember to this day?
Yes, definitely walking into the locker room and you know, sitting down in the locker next to Joe Dumars and Shaq, you know, that was crazy to me. You know, I had saying, I'm better, I need a chance to play, I want to play, I'm better than everyone thinks. I had been saying that for 5 years, and now it was my time to you know, put up or shut up, and I had to absolutely be ready for that moment and to be ready and to be successful in that moment, you know, and to walk in the locker room and be one of those guys was the moment I'll never forget. You know?
I've been telling people that for years. I'm better than this.
Yeah, you see, but he's telling the truth.
Yeah. No, he actually got voted an All-Star. You've never been voted anything.
What are you talking about? Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Now, how big, like, seriously, because I think a lot of people look at Shaquille O'Neal, but they never, like, realize what it's like to be next to that behemoth of a man. What is that like when you – does he just block out the sun even when you're inside?
Definitely. I mean, I remember the first time he came in the league and they sent me the ball. They said when the ball goes in, we're going to double team Shaq absolutely immediately when the pass comes in. And I went down to double team him. And I remember he turned with his elbow up and he just missed my face on his spin move. And I felt the air go by my face, and I looked at the coach, and I was like, dog, I'm not ever going down
bro.
Again.
We're going to change the play. We're changing the play.
From the elbow through, he hit someone in the chest. I think it was Sean Bradley.
Oh, man.
And he must have knocked him about 20 feet.
Yeah,
crazy.
Sean Bradley couldn't take Shaq.
Shaquille is huge, like 7 feet tall.
Everyone looks like a child compared to him.
700 pounds.
Yeah, Sean Bradley was 7 feet tall.
Look back at a film when he was in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
He ran about a 4.7 40.
Wow.
He'd get the rebound, and he would go coast to coast with the basketball. So He was an amazing, you know.
What's a 4.7 40?
Well, it's faster than Tom Brady.
It's way faster than Tom Brady.
Is it everybody faster than Tom Brady?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Dana Barros, who now works with the Celtics, just a really good dude. Had a chance to play with him in a couple of media basketball games, and really is just the nicest guy, and can still shoot the rock, Kennedy. Can still, shooters never forget how to shoot.
No.
I am impressed. He
all
shows up.
Every day, man.
All day.
Hey, I want to ask you, and I should probably do this off the air. I want to have you come out and like do a little session for my kids' basketball team. You think we can work that out next year when they come back?
Please say no.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Don't do it.
Come on.
40 teams. I have Dana Brown's basketball club. I deal with 40 teams every day. So I love the kids, and that's what I do for a living. So, you know, that's anytime you want, just let me know, man.
What do you know about lacrosse as well?
After every game, you should have me on. Let's get big. Let's start a little new Dana Barrow thing after every game.
Dana Barrow segment.
Let's get it in. I love that.
Wait, okay. What if it's Barrows on Barrett? And Barrett. He talks about Barrett and what he's playing.
Right, and whatever your dad is teaching you, ignore it, Barrett.
Don't
do whatever Carson is telling you to do.
Or I need you to come in and tell us what, you know, Britney Spears did yesterday. Like, ooh, that would be more interesting.
The hard-hitting
news. Personally.
I'm 52, man. I'm totally out of
here. I'll help you out, Dana. I'll help you.
Instagram last about 2 months ago.
Did you watch the Beyonce special yet?
Absolutely not.
Okay, come on.
That's all right.
No disrespect.
No, I get it.
A lot
it
of happens. Things on my plate, bro.
It's playoff time.
I got a lot of things on my team, bro. All right, so Celtics get the win last night over the Pacers. They're up 2-0. They're going back to Indianapolis, and then they come back. When do they come back to Boston? Is it next Wednesday, I think, is the next home game?
Yeah, so it goes 2-2, 1-1-1, I think.
So it's not going to be your next game.
I like it.
We'll be waiting around for the Milwaukee series. They're probably going to sweep, too. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, if
don't expect a game five, though.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say, if there is a game five, we want to sell some tickets. You can buy those tickets at Celtics.com. Dana, it was great talking to you again. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, big dog. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, crap.
There goes Carson's head. He's
inflated,
like, yeah,
I'm big dog now.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Dana Barros calls me big dog.
Changing
right?
his Instagram handle
now. Right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Everybody has to pay taxes.
What do you think I pay taxes for?
I just got a big tax refund.
I've lied on my tax returns, and I don't vote. I'm a true American.
That is the American way.
You can only take my money for so long before you take it off.
So the deadline to file your taxes came and went. Producer Dan is joining us again here in the studio. Good morning, Producer Dan.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How are you doing, buddy?
I am tired today. I had a late night.
Okay, so we've been
you're
talking,
cranking out your taxes?
We've been talking a lot to you over the past couple of days, just following up to see, to make sure that you're filing your taxes.
Yeah, because if I knew it would have got me this much airtime, I would have broke the law much sooner.
I've been doing it for years.
Dan, you are welcome here anytime, sugar.
I'm just worried about you, Dan, because I've done this before. I lost a lot of money by not filing my taxes. You wait too many years, and then they don't give you the money that you're owed. Mm-hmm. And it is dumb. It was just stupid how much money I lost because I was procrastinating. So I just come from a place of love and concern that I've made the same exact mistake that you've had, that you're making, I think. Did you file your taxes?
I did, actually.
Hey!
What?
Hey.
Who are you? I don't even know you.
I know. What a nerd.
Wow.
How long did it take you?
So, like an hour.
Thank you.
So wait, you technically didn't break the law then? Because yesterday was the deadline.
Yeah, you had it until midnight.
Oh,
tonight,
look at you, rule follower.
Yesterday you were talking a big
you.
Game.
You make me sick.
More of a procrastinator instead of a lawbreaker, but I'll take it.
I woke up from my nap early, and I had an hour before I had to leave for Les Mis, and I banged it out.
I'm proud of you, Dan.
No.
Shame.
We I'm tell very y'all, proud I'm getting, of you. Shame. Getting some bank back, too.
Yes.
Boo.
By the way, you went to Les Mis, huh?
I did.
How'd you like
that? Oh, because you felt like you wanted to be part of the upper crust. You're no longer part of the bourgeoisie.
Yeah, I went with the people in my new tax bracket.
He did go full time.
Way to go. I dreamed a
dream time. The new theme song for Producer Dan.
I dreamed a dream I won't go to jail.
I don't think they were going to go to jail over money they owe you.
Yeah, you don't get in trouble. They just don't give you the money.
They're like, oh, well, we'll keep this. Money. Okay, we'll keep it. No problem.
I'm so proud of you, Dad.
Needed to get done, ma'am.
Yeah?
Adulting.
catch it.
Now, did your mom or dad say anything to you about it? Did they listen to the show? I know your
dad is listening right now.
Yeah, he always listens.
He listens at the 5:55 and the 6:15 because that's when he's driving into work. Yeah.
Sure. Hi, Dad.
Did he give you any junk about it or anything like that?
Honestly, I haven't been home in 2 days. I haven't even seen him.
Okay.
Yeah. Kennedy, are you surprised that he paid his... filed?
No, because I feel like there's a lot of talk, as there is with all of us. But then there's the reality of you just have to do this. Like, it's part of being a person in society. And it's not like, you know, Dan's been doing this for many, many years. I just think you were procrastinating. And I'm a huge procrastinator as well, so I get it. I just like to do my taxes in January so I can get that money.
Nobody does their taxes earlier than Kennedy.
No.
No, people do. Absolutely.
No, nobody does them earlier than you. The day we get the tax information.
Done. She's a smart girl.
If you could do it before we get it. Because we normally don't even get it till like the end of the month.
It's just one last thing for me to worry about.
I think
you know?
She goes online and downloads it before they actually send it to us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't wait for paper. Who waits for paper?
Not. Yeah.
Why do you wait for paper? That's why we have the internet. And Entercom has a lovely system by which you can retrieve any of your documentation.
But you get hacked on the internet all the time.
Sure.
Nerd.
You can call me nerd all you want. I got money that I might have already spent.
No, you don't.
I was going to say.
What?
When?
No, they
You'll
put
get money 6 a.m. tomorrow because that's payday.
That's a fact.
And
no,
by
they
the
put
end
it,
of the show, it will be gone.
No, they put it on a credit card and I hide the credit card.
Oh, that's smart.
And that's how you get the Uber to work when you're broke.
No, that was a gift card from my ex-agent.
Oh.
I just can't.
So my new question is, what should I spend my refund on? Because I'm going to blow it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good
question.
I might go
on a vacation.
Do you want to go on vacation? I would say,
like,
do a vacation.
Is it enough?
Maybe like a long weekend or something.
Yes.
Like for you and the lady friend or just you?
I could swing a long weekend, yeah.
Nice, do it, man.
Yeah. I can help you plan if you like.
Let me tell you, Nova Scotia is beautiful this time of year.
Mm.
No? Nobody wants to go to Canada?
It's a beautiful song.
It was a great musical, wasn't it?
Mm. I left it intermission.
It's a long show.
What?
We did.
It's a really long
show. It was like 9 o'clock, dude.
First of all, we missed the Celtics, the Bruins. This is the most unlike me and Dan thing ever to go watch a play. And I was like...
And then you left early.
Shaking in the chair.
It's a long show, Carson.
It's really
long. I know. I get it.
It was awesome.
Left at intermission.
I left after the third inning. What are you talking about?
I'll give you
I'm pretty sure they won the French Revolution.
Doesn't end well for Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
What'd you say?
Spoiler alert.
I said it doesn't end well for Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Annie, how are the roads out there this morning?
I don't know why I'm acting like I'm surprised.
This musical has been out since the 80s, all right? Okay. No spoiler alerts necessary.
Shout out to Cosette.
Right? Pouring one out from homies.
They could see dead people in the Sixth Sense. Just saying. Just saying.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, I got a story for you, Kennedy, about Netflix. And this goes under the... just make sure your things are in order before you start calling out other people for what they say and do.
Okay.
Okay? So Netflix posted this tweet, and it said, quick PSA, can we stop calling films chick flicks unless the films are literally about small baby chickens?
Okay.
Okay? Here's why. This phrase should absolutely be retired. And then there's a whole thread. And they're saying there's no reason if you like a lighthearted rom-com.
Men watch them too, and it doesn't have to be
exactly.
gender specific.
I watch them all the time.
They said there's nothing inherently gendered about liking a lighthearted film with a strong female lead and emotional arc.
Sure, I get it.
Okay.
That's literally the only thing Annie and I have in common that we watch
is
these
the rom-coms.
Movies.
Yep.
It's true.
Yeah.
However.
Go on.
A quick search for chick flicks on Netflix website. And you get films such as Legally Blonde, Mamma Mia, and What to Expect When You're Expecting. So they're calling people out, saying, let's not call them chick flicks.
But they have tagged their things in their search.
But they have tagged their entire library.
They know their consumers. Their consumers are idiots, you know, like us that, you know, still use antiquated terms. Like
they
broads.
Also have a content category titled... chick flick.
Oh,
so perhaps maybe
so
they
not
should
even
have done
just
a little,
this. Yeah,
did Look, a little scrubbing of their website before they
oopsie.
Did that.
I think it's the oldest adage: do what I say, not what I do.
Well said, Dad. Well said.
It's literally page one of the parent handle. You get that when you walk out of the hospital. They say, here's a catch-all phrase for every situation.
And because I said so.
Pretty much.
That's a good
that's
one, too.
One,
I've
that's
always
one
wanted
eight.
To say that.
You can borrow my son anytime.
Yeah, but Auntie Kennedy would never say that.
All right, a couple of things happening on the show. If you miss Kennedy's take on sports, we'll have that coming up at 9:45 this morning. Also, local rock star and basketball icon. Our good friend Dana Barros is going to be on the show, talk about the game last night and what's going on in the world of the Celtics. Because, listen, you're not the only expert around here, Kennedy.
Oh, no, not by any
stretch. There
are
a few other experts,
yes.
Right? Also, Kennedy, did you know today is Throwback Thursday?
Ooh,
I get you every week with
you
this.
Sure do. Oh, my gosh.
Hey!
Stop snapping, Annie. Oh, it's Kennedy. Sorry. You're allowed to, Kennedy.
Wow.
I had this cassette tape. I sure can.